This is All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's 5:44. The director of the largest supporter of biomedical research in the world was in Columbus today. Dr. Francis Collins from the National Institutes of Health discussed solutions to the opioid crisis with Ohio State researchers before the university announced the winners of the Opioid Innovation Fund grants. This afternoon, I talked with them about the state of the opioid epidemic in Ohio and nationwide. Dr. Collins, thank you so much for your time.
I'm really glad to be here at OSU, learning a lot about what's going on here with research on opioids.
Overdose deaths are at an all-time high while opioid prescriptions are down. What does the research say? Where do we stand?
We have a long way to go, but we are making some progress, and we do have some interventions that are starting to look promising. Again, most of the people who are addicted to opioids got started with a prescription. But that rewires your brain, and that gets you to the point where you have this craving that is almost impossible to resist. We need to give people opportunities to recover from that. It can't be done just with willpower. You need medication. We're expanding the number of options that people have to be able to get free of opioids. But we need a highly coordinated system between the research, between emergency rooms, the public health system. All hands on deck here if we're going to turn around something that didn't just happen overnight, and it isn't going to get fixed overnight either.
Given that we know some of the root causes behind this, do you think we're past the worst of it?
When you look at the numbers, I'm sorry to say, it looks as if overdoses that are rolling into emergency rooms are still going up across the country. We have not seen this peak even now. Maybe prescriptions are down a little bit, but overdoses are not. Heroin is particularly cheap and available right now. People who are already addicted, who are not able to get prescriptions, are driven into other options. Again, you cannot just decide you're going to resist this kind of craving. This is a brain disease. We have to help the people who have been afflicted.
You spoke with OSU researchers earlier today about the crisis. What was your biggest takeaway from that conversation?
I was impressed by the variety of approaches that people are taking here, from basic neuroscience to understand the nature of pain and how we could develop non-addictive approaches to pain that would be an alternative to opioids, all the way through to community interventions. How do you help people who are living in what you might call recovery deserts, where there's not immediately accessible treatment programs, but who desperately need that? How does this state of Ohio, building on the strength of this academic institution, OSU, who's very committed to this, begin to pull themselves out of this? Because Ohio is kind of ground zero in terms of where this epidemic has hit the hardest.
You talk about that variety of approaches. Obviously, it's going to take a multi-pronged attack to handle this crisis. But what are you most excited about when you look at that landscape?
I'm most excited about ways that we could bring together all of the players in a truly integrated fashion. If you have the emergency rooms engaged in getting people who've had overdoses immediately into treatment, not 2 weeks from now, but right away, if you have actually the primary care providers fully engaged, the state health department, the fire departments, the pharmacies, and the researchers, I think we have a pretty good idea about what could work here, but we haven't really pulled it all into a completely coordinated program. Maybe Ohio's the place to do that.
A lot of the solutions to the opioid crisis are policy solutions. It's more money. It's structural legislative changes. So what role does science play?
Science has a lot to offer. Basically, an understanding what is the nature of opioid addiction, what happens to your brain when you have been caught into this vicious circle, and how can we intervene with that? How can we develop those new kinds of pain medicines that don't operate in this same way? And they're potent for people who need pain, their pain treatment. There's 25 million people suffering pain every day, but we need to offer them something that is not an opioid. And we can push that forward by accelerating the science, working both within academic institutions and in partnership with industry.
Dr. Francis Collins, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Glad to talk to you. Glad you're covering this story. It's really important.